and Mary was sitting at his feet with the attention and the posture of a student. Meanwhile, Martha is off in the kitchen getting plates and cups ready and planning menus for tonight and for tomorrow morning and wondering who else they'll invite and does she need to get more help and so on and so on. She's fretting about all these things. And you know the story. She comes in and she says to Jesus, "Tell her to help me. I've got all this stuff going on." And Jesus says that great line, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and anxious about many things. Only one thing is needed." And Jesus says that to us because so often we can be worried and anxious about so many things. We can have so much activity in our life and so many demands, demands of relationships, demands of neighborhood, demands of church, demands of our work. And we can get caught in a swirl of activity like Martha must have been caught in her home that day. And we, like Martha, sometimes can forget what the essential purpose, what that one needed thing is. And if we're attentive to the one needed thing, that can transform everything. If Mary had gone, or if Martha had gone at her work with the idea that her purpose was to serve the Lord, that day she would serve the Lord in her home, then everything she did begrudgingly might have been done out of love and a spirit of welcome hospitality. It doesn't necessarily take an apocalypse or even a crisis. It's always good for us to be mindful of the ways that we are attentive to that one thing, to the essential things of our life, the essential purpose for which we were created, the essential things that God gives us to do on this life. And for us, like Martha, it can be so hard to be attentive to those things. This can be especially hard for people who are busy and engaged all the time, activity upon activity, meetings, appointments, email, and it's easy to get to a point where you think, what's it all for? Burnout has become kind of something that most of us know at some point when we lose a connection between all the activity and the essential thing that is the core of our life that somehow has been hidden or neglected or goes underground in some way. We lose a sense of meaning, and it's all one darn thing or after another, and why don't they help me? It happens sometimes that we get off track and we lose a sense of that one needed thing if we become misguided in living our purpose. When we think that we're doing the one needed thing, but we discover in the doing that it's something quite different. There's a priest in my community. He's gone to God now, but he was a real character. His name was Father Charlie Sheedy. He was brilliant, and he was made at a very young age the dean of the College of Arts and Letters at the University of Notre Dame. Late in his life, when he was in his 80s, Charlie told me, he said, "When I first was made dean," he said, "I had all this teaching to do and all this administrative work to do, and I had people lined up outside my office door down O'Shaughnessy Hall trying to get at me, and it really upset me." And he said, "You know," he said, "I started thinking that they were a distraction from my ministry, but over the years I discovered they were my ministry." And Charlie Sheedy ended up being beloved, not because of any paper that he wrote or textbook that he wrote, but Charlie Sheedy was beloved because he was a priest that was available to people who needed to talk and people who needed a word and people who needed someone to listen. Sometimes the purpose that we think we're called to gets transformed or deepened in a way. Think of the parent who try to provide nice things and a nice place and a nice life for their family and so work so hard and so many hours, and that's a good thing. But then discover that the most important thing is to create a home, is to create a place of welcome and hospitality toward children and toward guests and toward others. Sometimes we have to discover, and sometimes it's through little crises or big crises or apocalypses, what the most important thing for us is. We have other tools that doesn't necessarily or not numb the thoughts, and to not be afraid of being quiet and leaving room that the Lord might have a place in our homes and in our hearts that our Lord might speak to us. Secondly, we can stay connected to that one essential thing when we try to relate everything we do throughout the day to that purpose, even if it's not directly connected. that we try to really look at the ways that what we are doing is serving the greater purpose and goal of our life. And every day trying to serve that greater purpose and goal. I knew someone who was an actor and who had taken a job as a waiter. Can you imagine? I don't know if that ever happens. was disappointed for so long, but then an acting teacher reminded her that through that job, she had such an exposure to the range of human reactions and human situations. And so when she went at it with that approach and saw that every night that she went into work was kind of a study of human nature that might help her develop a character or help her engage in her craft and do the essential thing of her life later. There was a saint, Brother Lawrence, who was a 17th century monk in France, and he was famous for being able to take the smallest of things, dedicate them to the Lord, and so connect just even simple service to his essential purpose of loving and serving God. He wrote this prayer: "Lord of all pots and pans, since I have no time to be a saint by doing lovely things or watching late with thee or dreaming in dawn light or storming heaven's gates, make me a saint by getting meals and washing up the plates." We can connect anything we do, or we should be able to connect anything we do, with the essential purpose of who we are. And thirdly, I would propose to you that one way to connect with the essential purpose is to try to make in our homes, in our hearts, a place of hospitality. That we, like Abraham and Sarah, might look for those times when we can welcome the stranger and listen for the messages and watch for the gifts that they might bring to us. When attentive to the moment and the moment's demands, we might respond out of the best of who we are, the goodness of who we are, the truth of our lives, out of courage, at a time of hospitality, not necessarily a time of crisis. Mary knew that one thing somehow that night. Mary knew the one essential thing and so naturally asserted her place of welcome and hospitality as she sat listening before the Lord. We, like Mary, may find ourselves distracted, busy, and worried about many things. And it often is our life work to listen and open ourselves to that essential one thing, the purpose of our life, that when lived well makes any work or simple gesture and activity potentially an act of love and service for our God.